Now may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Many years ago, a French priest once turned up at a convent to say Mass for the sisters. Before he started, the Mother Superior came into the vestry and told him proudly that for the past 17 years, none of the nuns had actually taken communion. She explained, they were all so well schooled, so thorough in examining their consciences and the state of their souls, that none of them ever felt worthy enough to receive the sacrament. To which the answer is, who among us would ever dare say, yes, I am worthy? How could we possibly say, yes, I have done A and B, I have not done X and Y this week, and so I've clocked up enough brownie points? Once in that frame of mind, we would probably be like the nuns and err on the side of caution, saying, yes, but what if there is a little seed or a little shoot of sin sprouting somewhere that I didn't realize or that I'd forgotten about? That was the kind of problem that was bugging the early church. Jesus had told them they were to be fishers of men, not to run a fish farm, note. To catch fish, that is. Or on land to be labourers in the harvest, not to sow the seeds, that's God's job, or even to tend the crops, but to put in the sickle and gather the harvest, to gather the wheat into barns. So if it's harvest time, how come there are all those weeds? How come there is all this evil in the world? Whether it's the cruelty and immorality of the Roman Empire, which persecuted Jews and Christians alike, or whether it's the casual violence in today's city streets, or injustice or selfishness in world trade, or the thoughtless misuse of God's creation, and the list could of course go on. Whatever it is, the question is still, how can this be if the kingdom of God is here, as Jesus repeatedly told his followers? Notice how today's parable begins. Jesus did not say, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. He said, the kingdom of heaven may be compared with a situation that is occurring now and every day. The kingdom of God is among us, has come close to us here and now, Jesus repeatedly says. So how come all these weeds? How can the kingdom be here when there are so many sinners in the world, when so many people do not repent and believe the gospel, when we look around us, we can see clearly other lifestyles, other moral and ethical standards. Indeed, in this day and age, with the value it places on everyone's right to make their own decisions, we could say that all sorts of weird and wonderful weeds are flourishing in the fields. We could look at the church too, with all the tensions around the Lambeth Conference, and ask, how come the church contains both good and bad people, both saints and sinners, as indeed it always has? You've only to read St. Paul's letters to the Christians in Corinth to realize that. Or we look at ourselves and we realize we harbor weeds too in our thoughts, words, and deeds. So how can we be ready for the harvest? Are we really children of the kingdom? Which brings us back to those French nuns who wanted to be sure that every single last weed had been eradicated before they were ready for the harvest. And they're not alone in thinking that way, of course. In fact, in the explanation that's attached to this parable, the early church was clearly of the same opinion. Because there are still sinners in the church and in the world, this explanation seems to be saying, God will usher in his kingdom at some time in the future. But that's actually not the full story, not even the main thrust of what the point Jesus was making. Because the way he told the parable, the kingdom is to be compared with a field containing both wheat and weeds. In other words, God's kingdom is present in the world now as it is. The kingdom is in us now, and we can come to him with confidence, just as I am, as the hymn says. And if we follow this line of reasoning further, then if the kingdom of God is with us now, then now is harvest time. Now is the time when the weeds are being uprooted and taken away. In other words, Jesus' work of salvation is a constant, ongoing process of dealing with sin and evil, both individual sins and more widespread evil in the world. And the children of the kingdom are those who realize that this is going on, and who gratefully, joyfully participate in the process. We do this primarily by gathering for worship, particularly when the Eucharist is being celebrated. And there we expose ourselves to God's pattern of engaging with our lives and transforming them. A pattern which continues as long as we are in this world and beyond. In this way, we are gradually formed, trained, if you like, to look at the world around us and discern the signs of God's activity, to see the wheat growing as well as the weeds. And having seen the signs of God's activity, we are called to join in doing what we can to further the kingdom in our own lives, in the communities of which we are part, and in the wider issues of the day. This is God's call to everyone, and the message of his kingdom is, do not wait for better times. Join in now. And so to God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed, as is most justly due, all honour, might, majesty, dominion and power, now and forever. Amen.